Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. It's entrepreneur heaven, small business nirvana. When you check that out and read some of the articles that are there, hundreds of those, and check out over 1,000 archives of shows that we've done in the past, plus the daily replay, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter. Folks, in terms of small business, it just doesn't get any better than my website, jbsba.com, and you know what a modest guy I am. Let me introduce you to our new friends. Jared Lipworth is with us, and also we have Beth Hope, and these two folks are producers of a PBS series called Innovation, Life Inspired. They're going to tell us a little bit about this, the series, but they're also going to tell us about the business of producing a series like this. And Beth, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Did I say your last name properly?
It's Hoppy, yes.
Hoppy. Beth Hoppy, okay. And also, Jared Lipworth, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Beth, tell us a little bit about the series, this series called Innovation.
Innovation. Sure. We set out to do a series that really addressed technology. What we are very aware of, and there's been research done by the National Science Foundation, is one of our sponsors, and that we've done, that says people are interested in technology. Men, women, kids, everyone's aware of how important technology is. They're interested in it. They know it's important to our future. But their fundamental knowledge of that technology comes from television. And we thought, how much technology is really on television? You know, news pieces are 90 seconds long sometimes. We really wanted to do in-depth stories on the technologies that are right now or are about to change our lives and tell those stories in a really human way, looking at the innovators and entrepreneurs who are at the forefront of those technologies. And each hour is a separate topic. It's a standalone film on one of those technologies. And we have everything from building tall buildings to brain fingerprinting, a new technology being introduced in the criminal justice system, to how plane crashes drive technology forward. So we have all different kinds of technology. We have medical technology. We have 8 hours coming up, and also extensive web and other activities.
Well, and also when one of those actually is going to be tonight, the building, the skyscraper series is going to be on tonight, isn't it, on PBS?
It is. That airs tonight on PBS at 9 o'clock, or check local listings, and it's The Race to Build the World's Tallest Building. It's a film that came out of a look at the state of building tall after September 11th, and we sort of were questioning whether or not people and countries would continue to build tall. And what we quickly found out was that, yes, in fact, the race is very healthy to build tall, although at the moment it's happening mostly in Asia.
You know, Jared and Beth, right after 911, I heard the fire chief of New York City being interviewed, and within about 30 days after the attack, and they said, you know, they asked him, should we rebuild those towers? And he thought for a second. He hadn't thought about it, I think, and he thought for a second. He said, who would occupy them? That's a good question, isn't it, Jared?
It is a good question, and I think it's one that a lot of people in the industry did ask, and the answer they came up with is that these skyscrapers are icons for their cities, and they're something that people would move into, and they just need to think a little bit more about how they design these buildings and about how they design evacuation plans. But the general feeling that came across, you know, person after person in the film was that you cannot build for all kinds of catastrophes. You can build safe, you can build smart, and you can plan. But that if you're going to be building, if you're going to be building for everything, you're going to be building bunkers, not buildings.
Right. And then Beth, the next part of the next series, which is February the 17th, is on the Human Body Shop. And this is about, the $6 million man? Is that what this is about?
It's something along those lines. What we're looking at are the scientists and technicians who are at the forefront of trying to connect the body to machines, and it has huge implications for people.
It's already happening, isn't it, in some
areas? It's absolutely already happening. We tell the story of a woman who goes to Portugal for it's very experimental at this point, but she has her, she's blind, and she has her brain operated on where they actually remove, you know, the part of her skull and implant electrodes into her visual cortex of her brain in order to, which is then connected to a computer and a camera, to give her just the most rudimentary sight. And it's just the beginning. We also look at an experiment being done in North Carolina with monkeys where the brain waves are used to actually begin to control a computer without having to have the physical hand connections directly from the brain to the computer.
Right.
So the implications for the future are huge.
And then February 24th, you're going to be talking to some of the spies of the world. And then on March 2nd, you're going to talk about how technology has affected warfare, especially with regard to how we fight the war in Iraq and against terrorism, right?
Yeah, that film was really a look at the first war of the information age, as they call it. Quite a bit of new technology was used in that war in a design to move towards what they call network-centric warfare. And it was the first time a lot of this technology was used. Some of it worked, some of it didn't. And the film looks at told through the soldiers who were actually out there using it, not you know, people back home, but the people who were using this technology, looking at how it worked and how it's going to affect the way wars are fought in the future.
And of course,
there was one real surprising moment in that film, which is one I think your listeners might relate to, which is one of the big problems they had on the battlefront was batteries. Batteries would run out on new equipment. So,
yeah.
Surprising moments.
Well, and then as I said, on the 24th, you guys are going to talk to the spies and how technology has impacted their world.
Right, and Tony and Jonna Mendez are featured in that film. They are ex-CIA masters of disguise.
Right.
Who have been there and done it all during the Cold War, were involved in major missions in Moscow and throughout the world, and are now helping to bring espionage into the 21st century where things have changed. Enemies are much more ill-defined, and things are not as clear as they were in the sort of chess game that was the Cold War.
Right.
And we have a sequence in that film where Tony and Jonna actually go head-to-head with the FBI's elite spy unit in an exercise to sort of see who wins, and it's fascinating to watch, and you really learn a lot about what it means to be a spy, to be a counter-spy, to follow someone. It's real interesting because they're doing it, and it's real to them.
And ladies and gentlemen, Jared is a producer of this series, and Beth is the executive producer. She's also director of science programs for 13WNET in New York. They're going to be with us when we come back after these messages, and I'm going to ask them about the business part of this. How do you put one of these things together from a business standpoint? Where does the money come from? And how do you market something like this? Right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. I can't imagine. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friends Beth Hopi and Jared Lipworth, the producers of the series called Innovation, Life Inspired. It's going to be on PBS 4 nights. Let me give you those dates again, folks. There's one on the 10th, which is tonight. Building Two Extremes, about the buildings. The Human Body Shop, which is about prosthetics, technical prosthetics for the human body, which airs on the 17th. Spy Catchers, which is about the technology, how technology has affected the industry of spying and the covert operations around the world. And that's on the 24th of February. And then March the 2nd is how technology has affected wars. And Jared, tell us how we can find out more. Is there a website for this?
There is a website, a pretty extensive website. It's at pbs.org/innovation. It goes beyond the broadcast and features a lot of additional information. We also have a Sparks of Innovation magazine that features articles by people like Malcolm Gladwell, who wrote The Tipping Point, talking about technology and how what's required for a technology to be successful and to make its way out into public use. That's also available through local stations and also available for download on the website. And there's also a whole range of outreach events that are taking place throughout the country at science centers and in conjunction with local PBS stations. That, again, take the series beyond the broadcast and bring technology into our lives.
And there are four more in this series, folks. There are 8 total, but there are 4 more. And we won't get into those right now because I want these two folks, I want Brian and Beth, I mean Jared and Beth, to come back another day and tell us about those other four, but there are four more to come. But what I want to do now, Beth, is I want to get into the business of producing one of these things. What's involved? Tell our small business owners how you put this business together.
Sure, Will. I work for 13WNET in New York, and we are one of the largest producing stations in the country. And when I came there, which was about 5 years ago, we started trying to raise the money to do this series. We had identified the need, the interest, the lack of in-depth technology stories on television, and we thought public television was the right place to do it. And the first step for us was to look for funding. We started with the National Science Foundation. We have a generous grant from them. We then went out into the corporate world and found a terrific underwriter in the Siemens Corporation. We have additional funding from the Arthur Vining Davis Foundation, the Sloan Foundation. So we had to put together a
Did you have all of your funding in place before you started?
We did have all of our funding in place before we started commissioning films.
What if you hadn't gotten it all? Would you have gone ahead on the hope, on the belief that you would have raised the rest of it?
It would depend kind of how close we were. We had one more partner I didn't mention, which was Carlton International, who are going to distribute the films to the rest of the world, and that brought some more money to the table. We absolutely, 13 is in the business of producing terrific programs for the system, and at some point they would have said, "Yeah, let's go ahead and do this. We'll find the rest." But we were lucky enough with this project to find really terrific support and funders for it.
Now, one of the most interesting things, Jared, about this to me is the fact that you guys are the producers, but you didn't do most of the field work. You actually brought in, you outsourced it to independent contractors, didn't you?
Right. We work very closely with a lot of the top production companies and independent producers around the world. So
many of them are small business owners, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yep. A lot of them are small companies, and that's what they do. They make films, and we work with them on a lot of projects, have a good sense of their filmmaking abilities, and we work very closely to come up with stories that worked really well for our big picture series that they could go out and shoot.
Yeah. And absolutely, you mentioned small business owners. I mean, one of our producers who did the Spycatchers film runs a tiny company out of her house. She has, three full-time employees, and then as she gets film commissions, she will expand during the production cycle and then shrink again. But absolutely, we have worked with companies, as small as three employees and then on up,
We thank you for that, too, by the way. We thank you for the business, by the way. And as a friend of mine says, thank you for the food. What was the most interesting thing that happened to you? What was the thing that happened in this series that you didn't see coming?
Take a stab at that.
Go ahead, Jared. What surprised you?
Well, for me, it was the breadth of technology. It's realizing, on a day-to-day basis, we all live our lives and we sort of forget about what it is that makes our lives tick. And once you start looking at the series and looking in depth into these proposals, you realize that technology affects us in every way. Everything we do somehow or other is related back to technology, and our lives have completely changed without us sometimes even knowing it or stopping to think about it.
We take technology for granted, don't we, Beth?
Oh, we absolutely take technology for granted. And I think, people, when they say the word technology, often think of just sort of information technology and computers, but technology goes so far beyond that. I mean, the technologies that we look at are medical technologies, and we're hoping next season to look at nanotechnology, and we deal with nanotechnology in our magazine. It's technology at every level, and it truly does affect our individual lives, but also our collective society, and it is, what drives the engine forward, and I agree with Jared. It's just how broad a topic it actually is.
Well, small business owners know that technology has been wonderful for us because it helps to level the playing field as we compete. It helps that small company you did business with down in Virginia to create what she created, because 20 years ago she probably couldn't have been competitive in that assignment. And Beth and Jared, I've got to wrap it up because we're coming up on the end of our visit, but I hope you'll come back again. In fact, I expect you to come back again and introduce you to the next four series.
We'd be happy to.
Thanks. Yeah. Beth Hoppe and Jared Lipworth, the producers of the PBS series Innovation. Check that out, folks. It's on, one of them's tonight on PBS. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.